For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The evidence is gone, but the nightmare continues. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Luigi Mangione, he, of course, the man who is accused. Well, he pretty much is. He's on camera. He's the man who shot the United Healthcare CEO late in 2024. Hearings have begun. The court process has begun on this man. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. All right. As we're going into 25 right now, we just saw, you know, initial hearings right before the holidays. What are we going to expect here in the next couple of months as this continues to go forward?
So what I expect is what's called a preliminary hearing, where the judge will decide if the government has enough evidence to continue with the charges against Mangione. When we look at the charges that involve murder and some association with terrorism, those charges are less strong than just a standard, like, he killed a guy charge. They're still outs that Luigi might have, not to be completely exonerated, but to lessen the effect of this incident and these charges on his life.
And this is going to be a very interesting one to watch. Obviously, Luigi Mangione has his self-grandiose visions of what he thinks he did, despite the fact that he's never had any interactions with United Healthcare, as far as we are aware. And never had any family members with United Healthcare. But this need for the validation with his social media presence of everything that he was doing online before this, look at me and I'm a hero. And just, we're talking about a very manipulative individual, but without an actual connection to United Healthcare, not that it would ever make it valid. I mean, what kind of defense is this guy going to be able to raise other than you thought it proper to walk onto a street and shoot a CEO, you know, point blank one day?
Yeah. You know, it's on video and there are some pictures that certainly make it look like it's him. In terms of defenses, you have strict legal defenses and then you have defenses that are not in any statute. So does he have a strict legal defense? I don't believe he does. But what he's going to have to do is make this about the healthcare system, make it about the injustices that it perpetuates against certain people, and sort of distract from really the facts of him taking out a gun and firing at another person.
Is the court going to allow that, though? I mean, that would mean we've seen so many cases where legitimate defenses aren't allowed in court. This would be literally arguing, I believe that this person should die because of what they represent. That's not a defense. It's not a legal defense. I mean, that's an emotional defense, but it's nothing that really has any sort of legal merits to it. So how would that be argued in court?
How it would be argued is through a little secret thing, you know about it, some people don't, called jury nullification. And so jury nullification is essentially the idea that even though a person might be factually guilty, the jury didn't think it was just to convict them, so they didn't. Now, it's not permissible. It's not something that the jury is instructed on. They're not supposed to do that. But what it could be, especially with the terrorism component of this charge, he could say, hey, I wasn't trying to scare a bunch of people. In fact, I was trying to wake a bunch of people up to this horrible oppression that this industry is engaging in. And so then he argues that and tries to get some, you know, bleeding heart juror to say, I'm going to nullify this case and not convict him.
Which, what would, you'd have to get all of them to be on the same page of not guilty, to be not guilty. If you get a couple of them that, you know, throw this, you know, to another trial. Sure. I mean, what are the odds of having that entire panel go not guilty?
I think it's terribly unlikely. This isn't like a movie, like A Time to Kill or something. You see those things happening there. But, yeah. But in real life, man, that's not how it plays out. However, there is a reasonable likelihood that at least if they can convince just one person of that, then there's a mistrial. It's a hung jury. There's a new trial that'll be scheduled, and they'll try this to the end of time until they get a verdict. But would it delay things? Would it put a wrench in the government's operations? You know, are there small victories defense can get through those channels? Sure.
Yeah. If he were to somehow, you know, get off on this, what kind of world do we have after that? I mean, basically, you have a court that's agreed and said, yeah, you can kill somebody if you think they're doing horrible things or you think they're representing horrible things. It's not necessarily precedent, but I think it certainly enables or encourages more similar behavior from others.
You know, I'm all about exploring the reasons behind alleged criminal conduct, whether something may appear like philosophically justified or not. I'm not saying this was,
yeah.
But what I'm saying is it's important to have that conversation. That being said, there's a line there. We got to be careful. And I think there's a similar line in the Menendez brothers case in that, you know, we don't want every single person who claims to have been abused to get some sort of free pass to just kill a person, including a person who was not the abuser, the mother in that case. And so we've really got to be careful. Sometimes it feels good to get this rah-rah spirit behind something that may feel righteous or just to you, but there is a line, a societal line. There's a rule of law, and we need to make sure we're observing that.
We don't want to live in the purge, I think, is the thought at the end of the day. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.